Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go with me, please, in the New Testament this evening to 1 John. We have been in a series on Friday nights for some time now. Anybody keeping up with how many this is? This is 14? 14th session, we think, about prosperity proven. Now, of course, you know, we don't talk about prosperity all the time. We spent months on the subject of faith. We spent months on the subject of healing. We spent months on the subject of love. And just, you know, the Lord knows what kind of spiritual diet we ought to have so that we're not deficient or anemic in any area of our life. And we mentioned to you that we believe we had direction for this phase of our development to minister on prayer on Sunday morning, so we've been going strong on that. And then on Friday nights, we've been talking about prosperity. Prosperity is the will of God. Yes. Amen. Amen. But now, you know, somebody said, well, that's what I believe, and you believe what you want to believe, and everybody is entitled to their opinion and believe what they want to believe. No, that's not correct. You don't, as a Christian, you don't have a right to believe whatever you decide to believe. As a Christian, I don't have a right to believe whatever I decide to believe. We're supposed to believe the Bible. Amen. Right? Amen. Believe the Bible. And so the Bible said, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. So we've been going scripture after scripture and point after point, proving that prosperity is the will of God. And the Lord's been helping us. Amen? Amen. We're getting stronger in it all the time. Let's read our text here. I said 1 John, didn't I? But it's 3 John. Right? Y'all help me out tonight. Watch me. 3 John 2. He said, beloved, I wish, or the margin says, pray or desire, above all things, that you may prosper and, in other words, that you may be in health, even as your soul prospers. Now, as we've said so many times before, are we to take this as the Lord talking to us? Yes. Are we to take the Word of God, the Bible? Can we say it with confidence to say, the Word of God, the Bible, is God speaking to me? Yes. There is no more sure word than this. Sometimes people are looking for a special word, but it doesn't get any more special than this. Right? If that is the case, and we believe it is, then the Lord, what did He tell us in this verse? It was His will. Right? Above all things, that what? That we'd prosper. And it's His will for us, above all things, that what? We'd be in health. You know, some scholars have tried to relegate this as just John saying howdy to Gaius. Hi. Bless you, brother. Hope you're doing good. If that's all it is, it ought not be in here. Because the scriptures tell us, you know, even concerning Jesus, that if everything He said and did was recorded, that the world wouldn't contain the books that should be written. So we have a very small percentage of everything He said and did handpicked by the Holy Ghost. Amen. For all men, for all time. How many believe the entire New Testament is that way? Yeah, the entire Word of God is that way, right? Yeah. Say it out loud again. This is God speaking to me. Did the Lord tell you and I that it was His will for us above all things to prosper? Yes. And be in health? Yes. Now some have thought this was, you know, He's telling us His will for three things, and then, and as your soul prospers. But that's, He didn't say, and for your soul to prosper. What did He say? As. Even as. He's talking basically about two things. And He tells you how they're going to happen. Right? Both of these things are going to happen relative to, in connection with, proportional with, your soul prospering. And then sometimes people try to say, well, that means that, you know, inward prosperity is more important than outward prosperity. Well, they're inseparable. I said, they're inseparable. And so many times people have just, they try to ignore the first part and emphasize the last part. No, he's telling you, how are you going to prosper? Even as your soul prospers. How are you going to be in health? Even as your soul prospers. And we talked about this, how that prosperity doesn't begin in your account, your checking account, your savings account. Prosperity doesn't begin in your pocketbook or your purse. Where does it begin? Inside you. You must quit thinking like a broke person. You must quit talking like a broke person, right? Your soul, your mind, your emotions, your thinking, your speaking, your believing changes. And when you prosper on the inside, you're going to begin to prosper on the outside, right? And we've gone over this in some detail. And what we did is we went back, you know, we defined what prosperity is. And then we've gone back to the beginning. And we said, what kind of God do we serve? We found out he's El Shaddai. We couldn't find any brokenness. Couldn't find any poverty in El Shaddai. We said, he's Jehovah Jireh. We couldn't find any poverty in that either. Right? And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. We went back and said, what kind of God did the patriarchs know? What kind of God did Abraham know? Because God referred to himself repeatedly as the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Well, what kind of God did Abraham know? These men are alive today in heaven. They're not on the earth. But if we could get Abraham and Isaac and Jacob down here tonight at Faith Life in Branson, and we could give them a microphone and say, Father Abraham, there's a lot of Christians today believe that sometimes it's God's will for us to be poor and broke, that he works things out in our life through that. What do you think? Do you believe that? What kind of God did you know as you walked the earth? You think he'd agree with that? No. How about Isaac? How about Jacob? And we went on, we looked at Joseph. And we looked at David most recently. What kind of God did David know? David knew a God who brought him from being a poor man, his own words, to being rich, rich, rich. Right? David knew a God who spared him and protected him time after time after time. David knew a God who, even when he lost everything, and that's what we talked about. You know, we went over and saw how he had accumulated some things and then lost everything, including his own family, everything. And yet God restored it all to him and gave him more besides. David knew a God, the Bible said about four times, said he preserved him everywhere he went. Don't you like that? I like that. Won't you say that out loud over yourself? Everywhere I go, he preserves me. Isn't that good? Well, what kind of man did God know in David? He knew a man who loved God with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength. A man after God's own heart. Right? God knew a man in David that would stand up for God against the biggest enemy. Remember Goliath? He wasn't embarrassed. He wasn't afraid. He had faith. He wasn't afraid and ashamed to praise God in front of anybody. Right? He danced before the Lord. Shout. Didn't care who saw him. How many know you got to be like that? Right? Can't be a closet Christian. Concerned somebody's going to see you? No. Somebody say, you one of them? You go, yeah. You ought to be too. You go over that church, don't you? The rich one. That rich church. You go, yeah, say it again. He identified with God. He identified with his word. He was a man who honored covenant. We won't go into all of it, but I understand there's not just a Godward side, there's a manward side. Now, I would like for us to go on tonight to something that, boy, this is really big. You know, we're going to pray before we start reading this. I want you to believe God with me tonight because this is so, so important. Everything we've been looking at actually builds towards this. But we're going to 2 Chronicles, I believe it is. I'm loaded for bear tonight, boy. I told you wrong. 1 Chronicles 22. 1 Chronicles 22. Y'all got to pray with me because, man, I got so much here. And we got to not try to do too much and not too little. Everybody say, just right. Not spend too much time on the wrong thing. And there's only one way you can get it right. Did you know that? How would that be? You got it by the Holy Ghost. Only one way. So let's believe God together. 1 Chronicles 22 is where we're going. Father, we thank you for the privilege being together tonight as a church family, loving you, loving each other. Thank you that you've delivered us and made us free from sin and the penalty of the curse for sin. Thank you that we live a life of victory and blessing and prosperity. You're so good to us. We give you all the praise. Open our eyes, Lord, to see good things from your word tonight. Quicken our spirit. Feed our faith. Remind us of what you've already shown us. Reveal to us things we've not yet seen. And bring us up to a higher place in your perfect will concerning all these things. Help us to see your glory and to be transformed unto it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we were studying about David and what kind of God he knew and the prosperity in his life and how it worked, session before last. And this has to do with the end of King David's life. 1 Chronicles 22. Everybody there? In 1 Chronicles 22, King David is speaking, and among other things, in verse 5, 1 Chronicles 22, 5, David said, Solomon, my son, is young and tender, and the house, everybody say the house, the house that is to be builded for the Lord. Whose house is this? This is the Lord's house. The Lord's house. The house that is to be builded for the Lord must be exceeding magnifical. Now that's another way of saying what? Really nice. Right? It's got to be tops. It's got to be the best of the best. It's got to be glorious. Right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Glory of God's House, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R618. That's R618, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.